Well, in addition to the tax bill, Congress is coming up on another showdown. Lawmakers have to agree on a spending bill by December 8th to keep the government running, and Republicans need Democrats for this to pass. But Democrats say they're holding out for a deal on DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which protects some young people who came to the country illegally as children were brought here from being deported. President Trump canceled that program in September and gave Congress until March to figure out a permanent solution. And at least one Republican is joining the Democrats. Florida Congressman Carlos Curbelo joins us now. Congressman, you are refusing to vote for a spending bill for next year until there's a deal on DACA?
Well, that's right. And the truth is, this is not just a priority for Democrats. There are 35 Republicans in the House who have co-sponsored my Recognizing America's Children Act, which would provide that permanent solution for these young immigrants who are contributing to our country and who love our country. And that is why I decided to draw a line and say Congress has been debating this Dreamer issue for 16 years. The time to solve it is now, especially since we have a hard deadline in March. So my position is that I am not going to support any appropriations bill that funds the government beyond December 31st unless we have an agreement in place to solve this issue for these young immigrants, as the president, by the way, has requested that Congress do.
Well, let me pick up a couple things here. First of all, there are a couple of bills. There's the bipartisan bill, the DREAM Act, which was filed in the House and Senate. Democrats are backing that. What's the difference between your Recognizing America's Children Act and the DREAM Act? I mean, why can't you just sign on with the bill the Democrats are largely signing on?
The bills are very similar. My bill is the one that most closely tracks the DACA program that the Obama administration designed. We provide a solution for those who arrived at the country prior to the age of 16, just like DACA does. And we provide three pathways to permanent status. They have to either show that they've worked four of the last 5 years, earned a degree in higher education, or served in the military for 3 years. So this is an earned path. Some people are throwing out the word amnesty already because it's politically charged and it helps scare people in this country, and that's what some people are out there to do with this immigration issue. But this is not amnesty. This is a way for these young immigrants who never broke any law to reconcile with our legal immigration system and have a path to securing the rest of their future in this country.
Well, in fact, some would say that it's a finite group as well. They had to come here before a certain year, so it's not as if this would apply to young children who were brought here after that date. But a couple of things. Are you saying that if push comes to shove, would you just as soon sign on to the DREAM Act?
No. Look, I have said over and over again, there are many bills in the House and the Senate, I think seven, if I'm right, that would provide a permanent solution for Dreamers. And I am willing to support any of them. There's no pride of authorship here. We're actually now involved in a bipartisan effort to reconcile my Recognizing America's Children Act and the DREAM Act that was filed here in the House, and presenting that as a potential compromise that can get many Republicans and Democrats to support it.
And is it important to you that the DACA deal be standalone or be part of the spending bill? What's important to you?
What's important to me is that it gets done. I don't care if it's part of a spending bill, if it's a standalone bill, if it has to ride on an energy bill, whatever it is, this should get done by the end of the year. Some people will say, well, we really have till March. There is no sense in waiting that long. We should get it done as soon as possible.
Well, what do you say to your fellow Republicans and to President Trump, who tweeted out to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked. I don't see a deal. This is when they were supposed to be meeting on topics just like this and the budget. And, of course, the Democrats canceled that meeting because he was flagging, I don't see a deal. People are interpreting what the president is doing now as trying to make up for what appeared to many Republicans as him sort of folding on the issue of DACA when he sat down with Nancy and Chuck, you know, weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what do you see about this being the way this has been politicized? And it looks now as if DACA is being thrown under the bus by the president.
Yeah, two things. Number one, I don't follow the president's Twitter feed religiously because I don't have time for that. Secondly, I think Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Schumer should have gone to the White House anyway because you can't lose anything by sitting down and having a conversation.
Even with that tweet?
Even if the president was posturing in the morning. The bottom line on this DACA issue is that the president is on the record over and over again asking Congress for a permanent solution. And that should be good enough for everyone here to get it done.
Do you agree that after the spending bill, the leverage is gone?
No. Look, obviously.
But you're saying you're not going to vote for the spending
obviously
bill.
Obviously, it's a big opportunity, and we should take advantage of it. I'm not going to tell you that if for any reason it doesn't get done in conjunction with the spending bill, that I will give up hope entirely. Yeah. I will not. But I do recognize that this is the big opportunity, and that is why I decided to take this position to apply some positive pressure on this institution to get this done after 16 years of debate. Let's get it done. Let's not waste any more time.
Representative Carlos Curbelo, Republican Congressman from South Florida, thank you.
Sure. Have a great day.